Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Atlanta fire chief gets sacked for his Christian views. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about this Atlanta fire chief. Matt, his name is Kelvin Cochran. He is an African-American, former chief of the Atlanta Fire Rescue Department. He was suspended in November last year after he wrote a short book, a portion of which conveys the biblical view regarding homosexuality. And now he has been targeted for discrimination by the Atlanta mayor, saying that there is no room for someone like this fire chief who has a stellar career record simply because of his Judeo-Christian views on biblical sexual morality.
That's right. And he talked about sexual immorality and sexual morality, the biblical model for sexual morality being marriage between a man and a woman, and that sex is only appropriate within the bonds of marriage between a man and a woman. He also talked about adultery, fornication in his book, which was called Who Told You That You Were Naked, something he wrote on his own time with the knowledge of the city of Atlanta. They knew he was writing this book, publishing this book, but it was, of course, the one issue where he talked about the Bible's teaching on homosexuality, that it, like adultery, like fornication, and other sexual deviant behavior, that it is sin. For this, he gets fired. Now, Matt, I understand there's a pretty good Religious Liberties First Amendment law firm that
yes.
might be available to look into his case here. This is a clear a violation of the First Amendment for the government to single him out, the mayor here, for his Christian beliefs and position and for publicly expressing those beliefs.
Yes, in fact, Liberty Counsel is offering to represent him or anyone like that. Kelvin Cochran, now fired. He was suspended last year, and now the mayor, Kasem Reed, has fired Cochran after the suspension without pay, saying, quote, his actions and decision-making undermine his ability to effectively manage a large, diverse workforce. Now, he has been a firefighter for more than three decades and has no blemish on his record. He wrote a book in 2013, self-published, called Who Told You That You Were Naked? He gave the copies to a few co-workers he knew to be strong Christians, but three city employees also received a copy without asking for one. And in fact, they complained. This particular chief now has had a stellar record as the fire chief. He actually has even been appointed to a task force by President Barack Obama. So he's not someone with a radical agenda. He's a Christian. He's a Southern Baptist. And he is an individual who loves the Lord, and he reads the scriptures. And it's pretty clear regarding the biblical view and understanding of sexual morality. It is for a man and a woman in a marriage relationship. It's not with regards to premarital or adulterous sex, and it's certainly not same-sex activity. So he speaks about it. And because of that, he gets terminated by the mayor. You know, the mayor ought to be terminated by the people. If this guy, who is a stellar chief of the fire department with high credentials, having been appointed to a presidential appointment, can be fired because his views align with Scripture and are based on Scripture, then who else is safe from that? I think that there ought to be huge outrage and protest regarding this individual being terminated, and he ought to be reinstated.
He ought to be reinstated. He ought to sue. I hope Liberty Counsel can represent him. And you know what I'd love to see, Matt? I'd love to see him run for mayor. I'd love to see him challenge the mayor in the
yeah.
next election and run for mayor there in Atlanta. I have a sneaking suspicion he'd stand a pretty good chance of winning. But, Matt, this is why the term homo fascism has taken root and is spreading widely in modern lexicon. We remember the Mozilla case with Brendan, I forget his last name, but the former CEO of Mozilla Firefox. Case after case after case of people being targeted for destruction because they dare to stand firm on the biblical model for sexual morality. Here, this fire chief, Kelvin Cochran, there's zero evidence, Matt, that he has ever discriminated against anyone for anything, yet he gets fired here. And this nonsensical notion that he somehow can't be the fire chief, and he, again, a spotless record, nothing but a stellar record in his role as fire chief and as a firefighter, and yet he gets singled out for discrimination, unconstitutional discrimination, because and only because he's a Christian.
And think about where we are here. This individual has been terminated from being the head of the fire department there in Atlanta, a very large city, because he holds a view like you and me, like the people listening to this radio program, like millions and millions of people around the country that believe that sexual morality should be within the confines of a man and woman in marriage, and that same-sex activity or adultery is wrong. That's his view. It is something that is part of our Judeo-Christian heritage and history. It is biblical. He is being terminated because he's a Christian. How in the world did we come to a place in America where someone expresses a common sense view that has been held through centuries and gets terminated for doing that? He didn't try to push his view on someone. He wrote it in a book. He didn't try to indoctrinate people in his view on the job. He's just put it in a book, and he gets terminated from it. Are Christians going to speak out on this? Are they going to respond? You know, we have a petition that we're doing, and you can find it at the Liberty Council website. It's there for you to sign, and we encourage you to go there and sign it. And it is the Liberty Council website, libertycouncil.com. It's C-O-U-N-S-E-L, libertycouncil.com. You can go there and sign this and other petitions on a wide variety of subject matters, but sign this petition and make your voice registered so that you will also be part of the effort to get this man's job back and push it back against this outrageous discrimination.
Yeah, that's right, Matt. And again, you know, I find it almost comical that we hear groups like the Human Rights Campaign, like GLAAD and these other organizations, decrying discrimination against the LGBT community when we have roughshod the LGBT activists trampling over school districts across the country, forcing these bathroom bills and policy that would allow high school boys into the girls' showers and so forth. I mean, it is absolute sexual anarchy. If a single homosexual is ever even, there's a hint that they might have been remotely looked crossways at in the context of a job or anywhere else, it becomes a front page national news story. Yet, story after story after story of Christian losing his or her livelihood because of their biblical beliefs, they're mounting, and we can't even possibly keep track of them all.
No, so this is the time that we said was coming. It's here, and now we need to pray and push back. This is a time that's a turning point, I think, in American history, and it's a time that you can be part of the solution rather than part of the problem. First of all, go to libertycouncil.com and sign the petition. That's libertycouncil.com in support of this fire chief to get his job back and to push back. And secondly, join us at lc.org for more information. Call us today, 800-671-1776. Be part of the solution rather than part of the problem. I encourage you not to be discouraged, but to be encouraged. God birthed you and me for such a time as this. There were more difficult, stressful times, impossible odds that those that have gone before us have faced in Judeo-Christian history. Obviously, the Moses and the Exodus is an example of such a time. Esther, under the king of the king of Persia, is an example of such a time. Impossible odds, and yet God turned it around because his people humbled themselves, prayed, sought his face, turned from their wicked ways, and God heard and he intervened. That can be our moment. This can be our defining time. Learn more about this issue. You can order my book, Same-Sex Marriage, Putting Every Household at Risk. You can also order our online training program about citizen activism. Call for more information about it. LC.org is the website. Or call us 800-671-1776.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.